Hello?
Hey, Felipe, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey,
so,
man.
I got with Perry, who like runs our Google Guarantee campaigns. He told me the TIN number wouldn't work. It has to be a Social Security number.
What about my ITIN number?
Your EIN number?
No, my ITIN number.
IT number. Wait, I'm not really familiar with that. What's an IT number?
So an IT number is just like a social, is the same number, same amount of numbers. I believe they're 9.
Okay.
But the only difference that I think a social starts with a 9. And the IT number, that's like a pretty much is a social for people that don't have a social, like a temporary one that they could use. And once you fix your legal status, they'll switch that credit or whatever you have in that number to your social.
Is it able to like verify? Like, is it able to do a background check?
Because
that's the whole purpose of it. That's why they want the social, is to be able to run that background check to get you qualified for the Google Guarantee program.
Oh, that part, I want to know. I don't know so much about that.
Right. We can, you can try to submit it, but more than likely it's going to need a social. That's what Perry told me. He said the TIN number wouldn't work, the EIN number wouldn't work. It has to be a social, but you said this is called an IN number? I forget
what
you
number.
Said. ITIN. Oh, ITIN number. Yeah, that's what I checked on with him.
An ITIN number.
Okay. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, he already informed me. Let me just re-verify. Give me one second here.
Can I use my dad's social?
Yes. Yes, so that's what I was saying before. So what you'll have to do is put his business, so put his name on there. It's still your business, right? But it's kind of a workaround to be able to get this thing passed through. Does he have a good background?
Well, this is the thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure he does. Well, I know he got caught with some shit, like, not too long ago. I don't know if it was drugs or if it was just weed. That's probably the biggest thing he has.
If it's a felony, it will disqualify you. But if it's a misdemeanor, then he's good.
Okay. Well, then let me ask my dad, see what it is. And if not, I'll just ask my brother. I mean, I don't know. But I'll ask somebody, see if I could just run their stuff, you know?
That would be, because I already checked the ITIN number, and he just got back to me again. He said it would have to be a social. This program would be great for you, so check with your dad, with your brother. What I'll do is I'll put in a call for you tomorrow, and we'll figure this whole thing out together. Okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. Yeah, and everything else went smooth, right? The license, the insurance, you got all that stuff over?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, just talk to them. It's still your business.
What type of license are you talking about?
Give me one second. Let me look at the. Hold on. Let me look at the requirements real fast. Da-da-da-da-da. For the business.
Everything is under my name. So how would it work though if it's under his name?
Yeah. So what you do is you put them on as a partner, basically. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I had another client do, you know. That would be our only workaround with it if you don't currently have your own social, you know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I guess we can use my pops. Let me just ask. And, yeah, tomorrow, what time?
Tomorrow, I'll call you the same time. Does that work for you, or do you want me to call a little earlier?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think a little earlier, just in case something runs up, you know. I have
yeah, time yeah, yeah. I'll call you, like, 9 a.m.
tomorrow.
Does that work for you?
Okay, that'll work.
Okay,
yep.
So 9 a.m. I'll call you. Just get his info. He'll have to scan his license, too, his driver's license, right?
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. Okay?
All right, cool. All right,
thanks, Dennis. All right, perfect. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye.